Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today...
It's great that it's actually happened. I mean, it's been going on already a few years, and I'm just hoping that the report's produced sooner rather than later.
Former sub-postmaster and campaigner Alan Bates has finally had his day in front of the post office inquiry that's looking into the Horizon IT scandal. What did he say, and what questions will this latest phase try to answer? That's after a short break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk-takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian Mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Between 1999 and 2015, problems with Horizon, a post office computer system, led to hundreds of sub-postmasters and sub-postmistresses being wrongfully prosecuted for theft, fraud, and false accounting. It's been called Britain's most widespread miscarriage of justice. And after the ITV drama Mr. Bates vs. the Post Office aired earlier this year, the scandal was thrust back into the headlines. But an inquiry looking into what went wrong has actually been hearing evidence since 2022, and after a five-week break, it just entered its next stage.
It's the real Mr. Bates versus the Post Office today, as justice campaigner and former sub-postmaster Alan Bates takes the stand for the penultimate phase of the Horizon IT inquiry.
This part will cover the sub-postmaster's fight for justice, compensation, and the post office's response to legal challenges. One of the big questions will be who knew about the problems with Horizon and when.
When I went into post office, it was sold to me at the time as you were in partnership with the business. But you very soon learned that this was a very one-sided partnership.
In 2003, Alan Bates received a letter terminating his employment as a sub-postmaster. At the time, the post office gave no reason for his dismissal.
Mr. Smith says, of the cases I'm aware, Bates had discrepancies, was dismissed because he became unmanageable. Was that ever explained to you, that you became unmanageable?
No, not at all.
And then Mr. Smith says of you that you, quote, clearly struggled with accounting and despite copious support, did not follow instructions. Firstly, did you struggle with accounting?
No, not at all.
Were you given copious support?
No.
Alan Bates is dogged and meticulous, which is why he found the idea that he struggled with accounting so laughable. He thinks his contract was terminated because he refused to accept liability for the shortfalls in his post office accounts. Instead, he flagged his concerns with the Horizon system countless times.
They just seem to follow the corporate mantra that Horizon is robust and that's it, and everyone else is wrong.
But behind the corporate mantra, it's now become clear that post office executives did know there were problems.
They knew that there were a large number of bugs in the system which they had not told MPs about.
This is James Arbuthnot, a former Conservative MP, giving evidence at the inquiry. He became involved in the sub-postmaster's fight for justice in 2009, after hearing that his constituent, Joe Hamilton, had been convicted of false accounting.
They were operating some sort of behind-the-scenes deception process, which suggests to me now that they were stringing MPs along in order to preserve the robustness of Horizon, the existence of Horizon, and possibly the existence of the post office. That's what I know now.
In a letter to the MP, Oliver Letwin, in 2012, former chief executive Paula Venables stated that in every instance, the courts had ruled in the post office's favour. But in several cases, sub-postmasters had been acquitted by a jury, while another had settled out of court after an expert found Horizon was at fault. We'll have more after the break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeed Avasi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch, yeah. We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. The risks posed by AI range from bias in decision-making to misinformation and the misuse of personal information, all at an unprecedented scale. Nearly a quarter of UK businesses understand that the regulatory landscape is changing fast, and nearly half are tracking new regulatory guidance to be responsive to emerging best practice. The EY Responsible AI Service helps organisations innovate safely, providing confidence that AI and generative AI technologies are developed and managed ethically, transparently, and sustainably, and that potential regulatory and reputational risks are identified and mitigated. Discover how you can create a better working world with AI by going to ey.ai. When the post office brought in an independent investigator to look into the Horizon system in 2012, the investigator wrote a letter to James Arbuthnot saying that post office bosses feared career death if they admitted any failings.
They are still, understandably I suppose, incredibly defensive, and nobody at the levels producing the responses is ready to give an inch.
That sentiment has continued. Since the start of the inquiry, post office executives have been slow to hand over evidence. Last July, the chair of the inquiry threatened post office executives with imprisonment if they did not comply with disclosure requests. Former chief executive Paula Venables is due to give evidence over 3 days in May, something Alan Bates was asked about by reporters after his appearance.
What's the first question Paula Venables should be asked?
No. How's the villa in France? I don't know.
The inquiry is due to conclude in September and will then produce a report with recommendations. But that's unlikely to be the end of this story for Alan Bates, who wants those responsible to face prosecution. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. Today's episode was written and mixed by Emmy Harper.
Tortoise.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. Senior business leaders in the UK are keen to harness AI, but there's a complex regulatory maze emerging globally. The OECD, a group of the world's richest countries, which includes the UK, has adopted a new set of principles to ensure that AI operates in a way that's safe, fair, and trustworthy. The principles are wide-ranging, but in essence call for AI systems to be designed in a way that respects the rule of law and human rights, and says there should be transparency around their use. By embracing the core principles of responsible innovation, UK business leaders can better explore sector-specific opportunities and emerging trends without compromising on citizens' trust. Find out more at ey.ai.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeed Avasi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch, We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.